We're moving right along through this season. Hard to believe it's already the 20th of April here. As we talk tennis, they're off to a hot start this year, and they are moving quickly through their season. They will be at Hoisington Thursday, Garden City Saturday, and they just wrapped up a meet there at Goodland yesterday. That was kind of a mini GWAC meet there, quite a few, all the league schools there. And we're talking with the number one singles player from that meet and finishing in second there in sophomore, Dylan Duff. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good season so far, and you've made the transition to singles there. And how do you feel that's been going for you?
I think it's going pretty good.
All right. And you know, you played number ones, number twos, and what are some adjustments you have to make there when you bump up to number ones there from number twos?
It's kind of just keep the ball in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do you feel like that you've adjusted that throughout this year?
Yeah.
And you've had to deal with the wind a little bit, haven't you?
Yes.
All right. What are some of the challenges you've had to endure when you're dealing with this winds like yesterday?
Well, if you're with the wind, you gotta know how to hit it. Mm-hmm. And then if you're against it, you can just put as much on.
All right. Second place yesterday, and you were at number one singles, and had a close one there, a tiebreaker with the champion there. But do you like how you adjusted during the middle of that?
Yeah.
All right. What would you like to see as you move forward here throughout the rest of this year?
Make it to state.
All right. And you got Garden City coming up Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good time for you to have a good test there for you?
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. And what's your favorite part about tennis?
Just being able to play my game and be with friends.
All right. You've got a good group there this year. Dylan, good job so far this year. And thanks again for joining me. And good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Dylan Duff, sophomore, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we're going to have a newcomer to the show here, and he's the fourth one of his family, all the siblings, and it's going to be freshman Brody Strine. How you doing this evening?
No, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Almost had to go through the list to get the right one, but, you know, it's you'd made the decision to go out for tennis here, and how has that been for you so far?
It's really fun. I like the – it's – you're playing, you're by yourself or with just one other person, so the – reward is really high for, like, if you do really good.
Well, you've had a combination of playing varsity and JV this year. Yesterday you played number twos and you had a good day.
Yeah, I did all right. I would have been able to do better, but I did decent.
All right. And you know, second place, not too bad there. But what are some things that you've seen when you've been out on the court for JV and then you have to maybe mentally adjust to with varsity?
Well, the game in varsity is a lot quicker than a JV. Just a lot higher skill level with everyone else, and just you have to adapt to the adversities that come to your face.
What's been your strength here so far this year?
My strength's probably been just being able to keep it in play longer than the other person.
Oh, well, that's good, and keep it in bounds, right, when you hit it across.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're probably at this midway point of the season here. You got a few more meets left. It's going fast. What would you like to see over the next few weeks?
I'd like my first serve to become more powerful and just be able to really place my shots better.
All right. Well, good job on – congratulations on a good season so far, and good luck to you coming up here in your next meets.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Brody Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City, part of our coaches show. We'll talk here tennis here, continue talk tennis, I should say, here as we have Coach Corbin Jansen. Well, Coach, yesterday, a little windy again, right? Nothing we're not used to by now.
Yeah, we should all be used to that, unfortunately.
That's for sure. But you guys made the trek to Goodland for the varsity there, and second or third place finish there, kind of a mixture of some varsity and JV kids, but you got to like what you saw with your team there yesterday.
Yeah, Coach Kacharik had the privilege of taking them up and spending a late night in the wind last night. And really proud of the way some of these JV guys stepped up. And, you know, depth's been our strength as a team all season. And we've kind of proven that we can throw in our 11th, 12th, or even 13th guy on our roster. And they can compete with the best of them in our league especially.
Now, I know you talk about the depth there, but does it just kind of continue to amaze you how deep you guys are and how much better they've gotten?
Yeah, you know, everyone's improved, but you get these guys that are really raw in their first or second year, and they make huge strides as the year goes on. I talked to a few of them today that we're going to have some really good players that on any other team, they'd be their one or two, and they don't even get to compete at regionals on our team. So great problem to have, but unfortunate for some of those guys in that, you know, 7 through 12 range.
Yeah, your team did really good, had a lot of second-place finishes yesterday in the fourth-place finish, but they were pretty close to moving up there. But overall, what did you like what you saw from your players there yesterday in Goodland?
You know, Dylan proved he can play one singles with the best of them, and hopefully he can come out and get another shot at that kid from Cimarron at our GWAC tournament. You know, Brody showed he belongs, and he both of those guys talk about, you know, they wish they could have had that one match back and proven themselves undefeated yesterday. Kalo and Eric had a kind of a tough day, and I think if they would have played like they did today at practice, they probably could have won the meet yesterday despite getting that one win. So, you know, overall, everybody played really well, and I'm proud of where we are.
Well, with the swing continuing here, Hoisington tomorrow, Garden City Saturday, going to be some great competition. And what are you guys looking forward to the most that you're going to see over the next couple of games, or days, I should say?
Yeah, tomorrow in Hoisington, Avery's going to see one of the best players in the state out of Central Plains, and Peyton Ryan.
Another Ryan.
Yeah, another Ryan, and he's as athletic as the rest of them. He finished fifth at state last year, and Avery, you know, just hopes to give him a run for his money. And then he's got two other guys from Hoisington and Trigo that'll match up against that'll be in our regional. So big day for him. The rest of the guys are kind of playing some different positions, just some chances to get better and maybe pick up some wins going into regionals.
This season's gone so fast already, and hard to believe we're talking, you know, Garden City this time. That means you're just a couple weeks away from regionals.
Yeah. JV guys are done next Tuesday.
Wow.
So I told them it was quick, and I think they're going to believe it after they get three or four meets in here in 8 days.
All right. Well, it should be fun here. Hoisington tomorrow, Garden City Saturday, and I know opportunities for you guys to continue to get better and see some great competition here. And I know this is a stretch here where you love to see kind of where you guys are made of at the right time here before you get to league and regionals.
Yeah, we had a chance to beat Garden City early on in the season in Great Bend, and so hopefully we can capitalize on that one. And, you know, we see a couple of new teams at Garden with Meade. They've got a really strong doubles team, and so, yeah, really see where we're at with some area teams, not just 3-2-1A.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk tennis. Coach, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you guys coming up here over this next week.
Thank you, Adam.